Hi, everyone. This is Abe from NYC Taxi News. I'm going to read an article that was in Crain's this week, written by Brian Pakus. Okay, and I will comment accordingly as I read on my thoughts. Okay. Name of the article, the title of the article is Taxi Medallion Values Plummet as New Competition Hits the Street. And what they're referring to is the Revel taxis that were first disallowed by the Taxi Commission and now allowed by the Taxi Commission. It starts out, the taxi medallion price has dropped from its $1 million peak in 2014 to as low as $60,000. In individual sales. Okay, now I haven't seen that yet, but evidently they may have seen it on the TLC website, the medallion sales for August. Or perhaps if you look at July sales, I haven't done that. Okay, now to me, $60,000 is absolutely ridiculous, especially now at a time when business has been picking up with the yellow taxis enormously due to the fact that Uber and Lyft, who have a great number of cars, haven't been able to get their drivers back on the road. And so has the yellows not had many drivers back on the road. But the people, due to the price increase for Uber and Lyft, have been whatever taxis are on the road, probably about 4,000, are using them very much now. Article continues, if you had the money, you could pick up for $50,000 to $100,000. That's not a bad price. I own a medallion, okay, but I'm not selling it, all right? And but if you could pick one up for $50,000, I say get right out there and do it. All right. But I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm just reading this article. I haven't seen them appreciate at all, says Sergio Cabrera. Okay, Sergio, we know. Okay, he's a medallion owner. Okay, he owes $267,000 on his loan. And with all this bad news coming out with more competition, this is dead. Okay. Now, what exactly he meant by that, I'm not sure. All right. Revel announced this week that the Taxi and Limousine Commission had approved its application to put 50 electric vehicles on the streets south of Midtown, which is mind-boggling to me. Why would they allow them in what's supposed to be our exclusionary zone? Okay. And if they're only going to do app calls, well, the apps are allowed to do this too, but why would the TLC allow them to restrict their business to just that area? Okay, they should be servicing the outreaches of the city where people really can't get taxis. Okay, there's certainly enough taxis in that area. The addition of a new for-hire vehicle service comes as the yellow taxi medallion has yet to recover its value from nearly a decade of unfettered growth from Uber and Lyft. Okay, and Uber and Lyft have certainly done a lot to destroy what should be ours. Okay, debatable, yes, okay. The $1 million peak in 2014 came before the for-hire vehicle companies such as Uber and Lyft flooded the streets with 120,000 cars. Okay, and that's what I was referring to a minute ago. Okay, medallions sold for an average of $107,378 in June. That's not bad, okay, considering all that's happened, with the lowest individual sale price in May at $60,000. I hadn't read that, but I'll take his word for it here, okay, according to the Taxi and Limousine Commission data. Most of the 103 medallions sold last month went for between $100,000 to $140,000 in what were mostly foreclosure sales. And let me say this. They're putting 50 cars out there, and actually only 15 are licensed. So how is that going to destroy a value from, say, $120,000, okay, to average what I just said, down to $60,000? Okay, especially at a time when there's a high demand for business, Okay. And it is the medallion taxis that can only pick up the street hails. They still, whoever gets out there, they're FHVs, and they, whoever gets out there can only do it by app or some other prearranged method. Okay, so I'll continue. The price set by the market today is far different from the one touted by economists during a March hearing with State Senator Jessica Ramos, chair of the Transportation Committee, who estimated the value of the medallion to be $400,000. And you know something? I agree. It is $400,000, but the only reason you can't get anywhere near $400,000 is because there aren't any lenders willing to lend that kind of money, and there aren't any buyers that have that kind of money. Okay, so, but it is worth, if not $400,000, in my opinion, $200,000 to go down the least. Okay, to continue with the article, in my opinion, and this is not in my opinion, this is the opinion of the writer. In my opinion, the taxi medallion market is extremely undervalued, Dean Barr, a data analyst at Eagle Alpha, said during the hearing. Medallions are worth more than some might expect, and that's exactly what I was saying. The lowest single medallion sale this year came out to $45,000 in March. Well, you know, if you're 85 years old and you've owned your medallion for 60 years or 70 years or whatever, you know, if you're 90 years old and you don't have much time left in this world, perhaps you did sell it for $40,000. Okay, but we don't have any accurate data as to exactly who would sell a medallion for $45,000. With values plunging and fewer cabs on the road, different steps are being taken by both lenders in the city to recover what's left of a once lucrative asset. Well, they're not doing too well to recover a lucrative asset if they're putting more vehicles on the road or letting others compete, my opinion. Okay. Earlier this year, continue with the article, earlier this year, the TLC and Mayor Bill de Blasio announced a plan that would allow medallion owners to restructure their debt through a $20,000 loan and up to $9,000 in debt payment support through a $65 million fund provided by the federal government. We all know that that's not going to go anywhere. All right? It hasn't gone anywhere, I don't think. But 4 months since the announcement, the details are still being administered. The city recently selected Pursuit Lending, formerly known as New York Business Development Corp, to administer the fund. Okay. Pursuit Lending refused the request to comment on the appointment. Okay. The city and the TLC continue to take all the necessary steps to deliver a successful program, spokesman Alan Fromberg said. He declined to discuss Pursuit Lending's new role. But with the market trending down and most medallion owners holding loans of hundreds of thousands of dollars, individual lenders are moving to renegotiate loans with drivers, said Beta Vidase, executive director of the Taxi Workers Alliance, a group of more than 25,000 drivers. We all know Beta V. We have more lenders offering cash settlement, Vidase said. Zay is seeking state legislation that will cap individual medallion loans at $125,000 to be repaid at 4% over 20 years. Now, I think that's a good idea, but I think it should be a little bit more than $125,000, perhaps $175,000. Okay? The TLC has done little to help medallion owners tap the commissioner's $65 million fund, she said, and she's right about that. Augie Tang, a taxi driver who owes $490,000 on the medallion he inherited from his father, said he was offered a deal by his lender, Field Point Servicing, to bring his loan amount down to $275,000 at 5% interest, with the city's relief fund dropping that sum to $230,000 for an all-cash settlement. Well, where's he going to get the money? The $65 million bailout is not a bailout. It's a reduction of a loan that we still can't pay back, he said. We don't make enough money, no matter what we do. Tank said he needed to generate at least $400 gross per day, working 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, to make minimum wage. and minimum wage won't pay off his loan while he still meets living expenses. Okay, and that's what he would come out with after making all his payments. Okay, and maintenance on the car and insurance, and you know the way it goes. That is the real issue right now, he added. He's right. The frustration from drivers comes even as more customers hail yellow taxis because of the huge surges in price from the city's fleet of ride-hail vehicles. The TLC recently approved the licensing of Revel. People are constantly hailing us because Uber and Lyft are price surging so much, Tang said. And now we have Revel coming, and who says there's not going to be another company willing to saturate the market even more? And, that's a real concern that I'm talking now, because once they let one company in, who knows how many more companies are going to come in and say, well, you did it for them, do it for us. Okay? Other drivers are stunned that the city would grant more competition when they barely hang on to a depressed market, and I agree with that. Things are bad enough as it is, and now you got another company coming out, Cabrera said. It's incomprehensible, the stuff that happens in the city. And yes, it is. And that concludes the article. I'm glad to comment on it. Thanks for listening. This is Abe signing off.